Shalom, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
My apology for not giving a Father's Day sermon today.
我很对大家抱歉，我今天不会讲一个有关父亲节的信息。
I will not dare not to preach a Mother's Day sermon.
同时，我也不会在母亲节的时候，谈及有关母亲节的。
No, I would not dare not to preach.
我也不敢在母亲节的时候传讲母亲节相关的信息。
And then Father's Day, I know people will forgive me.
也因此，我到父亲节的时候，我相信大家也会原谅我。
Let's turn to today's scripture, Hosea, chapter 6, verse 1 to 6.
让我们今天翻到何西亚书第六章，经文是第一节到第六节。
I will read it in English, and then I'll ask Pastor George to read it out in Mandarin.
我将会先用英文来念，然后我请翻译的弟兄 George 来念中文。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us.But he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.What can I do for you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears. Therefore, I cut you in pieces with my prophets. I kill you with the words of my mouth. Then my judgments go forth like the sun. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God, rather than burnt offerings.
经文出自于何西亚书第六章一到六节。我们归向耶和华，他撕裂我们，也必医治；他打伤我们，也必缠裹。过两天，他必使我们苏醒；第三天，他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现。却如晨光，它必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。主说：“以法莲啊，我可向你怎样行呢？犹大，我可向你怎样做呢？因为你们的良善如同早晨的云雾，又如速散的甘露。因此，我借先知砍伐他们，以我口中的话杀戮他们。”我施行的审判如光发出，我喜爱良善，不爱凡事，喜爱认识神胜于翻祭。
Let us pay special attention to verse 3.
让我们把注意力放在第三节。
Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him.
我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we want to say thank you during this Father's Day because you are the greatest Father.
我们希望在父亲节这个时候，我们感谢你，因为你是最伟大的父亲。
I pray that you will lead and guide us today.
我祷告，愿你今天再一次引领我们。
As our whole nation and the world face this pandemic,
特别是在这个疫情当中，愿你引导整个国家。
We need you.
我们需要你。
Guide us.
求主引导我们。
Guide HOCL.
引导这个教会。
I ask you to lead us while we are preaching and translating.
也求主引导我们，当我们正在。传讲你的信息正在翻译的时候
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
Today we are going to look at the topic knowing God.
今天我想让大家来注意的是我们怎么样认识神。
When you talk about knowing God, you may think that you attend Sunday school, you read the Bible, you pray.
当我们讲到认识神的时候，大家也许会以为我们就是上主日学，我们来祷告来认识神。
Those are very true.
是的，这些都是实在的。
But today, I want to preach from the experience of Hosea about knowing God.
但是我今天希望从先知何西亚的角度来探讨我们怎么样认识神。
We have a few main points.
我们今天有几样重点。
The first point is, we want to look at why do believers need to know God.
第一个重点是我们需要思想为什么信主的人必须要认识神。
And the second point is, how do believers know God?
然后第二个是我们身为信主的人，我们应该怎么去认识神呢？
And then the third point.
第三点。
What are the results of knowing God?
而我们认识神之后会有怎么样的结果呢？
Let's look at the scripture background.
让我们来看看这个经文的背景。
Hosea is part of theGroup of books called the Minor Prophets.
何西亚书属于小先知书类。
There are 12 books of Minor Prophets.
在属于小先知的书类当中，一共有十二本。
They follow 5 books of Major Prophets.
他们在五本大先知书后面。
The name Minor Prophets doesn't mean that they're minor.
当我们说他们是属于小先知的时候，并不是说他们是某一个层面低于大先知。
They're called minor prophets because they're shorter in length.
他们之所以被称为小先知书，乃是因为他们书的里面的内容少于大先知书。
The book of Hosea and Zechariah.
在何西亚书跟
Zechariah 撒加利亚书
although
there are more chapters than the book of Daniel
虽然他们其中他们的章数是多于但以理书
but you look at the number of verses the book of Daniel had more verses
但是如果我们数算其中的经节的话我们会发现但以理书他所有的节数是多于这两本小先知书。
So we will put Daniel in major prophets and the book of Hosea and Zechariah in minor prophets.
因此我们就把但以理书归纳于大先知书，那何西亚书以及撒加利亚书就归纳于小先知书。
The book of Lamentations has very few chapters.
那我们在耶利米哀歌里面这本书我们发现它实际上它里面的 章数也比较少
But they is considered major prophet because it's considered part of the book of Jeremiah
那这为什么会放在大先知书里面因为它乃是耶利米 大先知书的一作者其中的一部分
The author of Hosea, we don't know much. We only know that he's called Hosea, son of Beeri.
那何西亚他的背景我们并不知道许多，但是我们却知道他是贝利的儿子。
The day of the book of Hosea is during the 8th century BC.
那何西亚书的著作的时期是在主前八世纪。
It served in the northern kingdom of Israel.
那他著成书的对象乃是对北国以色列。
At that time, Jeroboam the second was a king.
然后在那个时候，北国以色列的
the king was Jeroboam the second.
Jeroboam, sorry.
耶罗波安。
耶罗波安。
And during that time, they have a kind of revival.
在那个时候他们有所谓的复兴
Politically
乃是在政治上的一个复兴
They almost regained all of King Solomon's territories
他们在那个时候几乎把所罗门王所有的土地几乎占领回来了
But morally and religiously, they're very corrupted.
但是在道德上以及他们信仰方面，实际上是非常败坏的。
Even the priests are very sinful.
甚至他们的祭司也是充满了罪恶。
And it's very popular Baal worship.
所以在那个时候，甚至他们对巴利敬拜。
So the rich become richer and the poor became poorer.
所以在那个时候，有钱的变成更富有，而贫穷的人会变得更贫穷。
So there was a very serious problem in the society.
所以在那个时候，社会上产生了许多的问题。
The theme of Hosea is God loves the corrupted or wicked people.
而何西亚这本书的主题乃是神怜悯败坏的人。
The word unfaithful appears many times.
在这本书里面，这些背信的这个词出现许多次。
But at the same time, the word love also appears many times.
但是同时，神的爱怜，爱这个字，同时也出现了许多次。
So we can say the theme is God loves the wicked people.
所以我们可以说这本书的主题是神怜爱败坏的人。
The book of Hosea is very unique.
那我们发现这本书它有一个极大的特色。
God told Hosea to marry an adulterous woman.
因为在这本书当中，神乃是要先知何西亚去与一个淫妇结婚
，so that he could give a message about the unfaithful Israel people.
所以他可以借由这件事来跟以色列民传讲说他们背信了神
，just like his wife not being faithful to him.
就好像何西亚的妻子。背叛了何西亚一般。
The book of Hosea has two main parts.
我们发现何西亚书它里面一共有两大段经文。
Chapter 1 to 3.
其中第一段是第一章到第三章。
It talks about Hosea the loyal husband.
强调何西亚乃是一个忠诚的丈夫。
And then from chapter 4 to chapter 14.
而第四章到第十四章呢
It talks about Jehovah, the faithful God.
提到耶和华神乃是一位信实的神。
And then the division of chapter 6, verse 1 to 6.
而我们看见从第六章里面第一节到第六节。
Verses 1 to 3, it talks about the prophet's appeal.
我们发现这样子可以这样来分段。第一节到第三节乃是先知的呼吁。
And then from verse 4 to verse 6.
而第四节到第六节
，He talk about God's warning to His people.
提到的乃是神对他子民的一个提醒。
Okay, let's go into the content.
让我们进入这其中内容。
We answer the first question.
让我们来回答第一个问题。
Why do believers need to know God?
乃是说信徒为什么需要认识神
？Believers need to know God.
为什么信徒需要认识神呢？
Because believers are in their misery.
因为信徒常在极难当中。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
然后我们看见第五章第十五节。
Then I will return to my lair until they have borne their guilt and seek my face. In their misery, they will earnestly seek me.
我要回到原处，等他们自觉有罪，寻求我面。他们在极难的时候，必切切寻求我。
Sometimes in our good times, we don't feel that we need God.
当我们在平顺的时候，很多时候我们就忘记需要神了。
But then in our misery, we begin to seek God.
但是当我们在极难的时候，我们就开始要寻求神。
Especially when we feel hopeless, we have nobody and nothing to turn to.
特别是当我们在绝望的时候，我们无依无靠的时候，我们感到我们需要神。
The believers need to know God because they are in their misery.
信徒们需要神，特别是当我们在极难的时候。
Therefore, the scriptures say, "In their misery, they will earnestly seek me."
因此在何西亚书这边说，他们在极难的时候必切切寻求我。
We don't want to face misery.
我们实在是不想面对困难。
We don't want to face the pandemic.
我们实在不想进入疫情。
But then during the pandemic, we learn to turn to God and earnestly seek him.
但是却在疫情当中，我们学习回归于神，寻求他的帮助。
GodWe need also learn to love God because God punishes sinful believer.
为什么信徒需要认识神呢？因为神惩罚信徒。
We have to admit that sometimes we face misery because of our wrongful deeds.
我们必须要承认，很多时候当我们遇见苦难的时候，乃是我们自己犯错了。
We can see God acts of punishment.
我们就看见神惩罚的行动。出来了。
He used words to say, "Turn us to pieces, injure us."
在第二节这边说，他撕裂我们，打伤我们。
And then he also announced judgment.
同时在这个时候也做了一个审判的宣告。
Verse 5, "Therefore I cut you in pieces with my prophets. I kill you with the words of my mouth. Then my judgments go forth like the sun."
第五节这边说，因此我借先知砍伐他们，以我口中的话杀戮他们，我施行的审判如光发出。
When we look at the book of prophets,
当我们看先知书的时候，
sometimes people feel that God is very mean.
有的时候我们觉得神实在太严厉了。
He's an angry God.
他实在一个是经常发怒的神。
But we need to look at it in the light of the five books of Moses.
但是我们必须要回到摩西五经当中去做一个整盘的了解。
God does not suddenly become mean.
神不是突然这样子发怒的。
It doesn't being very harsh on us.
神实际上不是对我们有一个暴怒的倾向的。
Whatever he said in the book of prophets, he already told us.In the five books of Moses.
他在先知书上所有的警告乃是在摩西五经的时候已经告诉我们了。
Those are the consequences of us turning away from God.
实际上这乃是我们背逆神之后所要面对的后果罢了。
Sometimes I feel that the job of the prophet is to tell us about the future.
很多时候我们会认为先知的产生乃是要告诉我们未来。
Then when I study the Bible,
但是当我实际上去研究圣经的时候，
the main job of the prophet is not look towards the future.
实际上先知对我们所讲的信息并不是要引导我们到未来。
His main job is for us to look back at the past.
实际上他主要的功能是要让我们回顾过去。
Look at the covenant that we have established with God.
让我们再一次回顾神与我们所立的约。
We don't want misery.
我们实际上是不希望有苦难的。
We don't want a pandemic.
我们是不希望有疫情发生的。
But sometimes misery and bad things push us to turn towards God and earnestly seek Him.
但是许多极难和苦难当中，让我们回转要去认识神，追求神。
I came across a book. I suggest you to buy. It's a very touching book.
我最近看到一本书，我这实在是建议大家去读这本书，这是非常感人的一本书。
The book is called Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus.
那这本书的名字是叫《寻求阿拉，却找到耶稣》。
It talks about a Pakistani student who studied medicine in Oxford University in England.
这提到这个这边有一位巴基斯坦的学生，他在英国
Oxford University
牛津大学里面读医学院。
He came across a very dedicated Christian.
他在这其中认识一位非常虔诚的基督徒。
He observed him a few years.
然后他就去细细的观察这位基督徒几年。
Through him, he came to know Christ.
经由这位基督徒朋友，他认识了神。
But then people thought he would be a good person to evangelize Muslims.
然后大家就认为他是非常适合的一位人选去把福音传给所有回教徒。
But God's ways is difficult to understand.
但是很多时候神的道路却是让我们难以理解。
In less than 1 year, he discovered he had terminal stomach cancer.
就在一年之后，他发现他得了胃癌一个绝症。
Through a devoted Christian, he knew God.
经由一个非常敬虔的基督徒，他认识了神。
And through his sickness, his misery, he knows God better.
但是经由他在困难当中、疾病当中，他就更认识了神。
And God gave him a verse from Philippians chapter 1, verse 20.
然后神就赐给他一节经文，是在腓立比书，第一章第二十节。
I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
腓立比书第一章第二十节，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
We don't know why God allowed him to die from stomach cancer 1 year after he became a Christian.
我们实在不理解神为什么容许这个癌症的疾病夺走他，才信主之后一年就把他性命夺走。
But through his sickness,
但是经由他的疾病
，through his misery,
经由他的困苦
，he shared that he get to know God better.
他却分享，他却经由这一些苦难当中更认识神了。
God is not the source of evil.
神并不是
not the source of evil.
并不是邪恶的源头。
But he can help us to go through evil and get to know him better.
他却可以帮助我们在这些邪恶的时代跟困境当中更认识他自己。
So I strongly urge you to buy this book, Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. It's a very touching testimony.
因此我实在鼓励大家去买这本书，寻求阿拉，找到耶稣。
We enter to the second point.
然后我们进入第二点。
How do believers know God?
那信徒应该如何认识神呢？
What are the...Believers' paths to know God.
有哪些途径可以让信徒认识神？
The Bible told us the way to know God is to return to God.
圣经告诉我们，要认识神，其中一个最重要、首先的途径乃是要归向于神。
If our misery is due to our sins,
如果我们今天所遇到的患难乃是因为我们自己的罪的缘故的话，
we have to acknowledge our sins.
我们就必须要认罪，要知罪。
Chapter 5, verse 15, they have borne the guilt.
所以第五章第十五节这边说，等他们自觉有罪。
From misery, they realize that they have sins.
在困苦当中，让他们自觉他们有罪。
Believers during turbulent time may think about consequence of sinning.
当我们经在患难当中的时候，我们就深深感到罪的后果。
We not only acknowledge sins, we have to repent from sins.
我们不单要知罪，我们还需要认罪、悔改。
Verse 1, let us return to the Lord.
这边第一节说，我们必须要归向耶和华。
Repent is like a return, it's like turning around.
当我们悔改的时候，实际上就是我们方向的一个转变。
What is today's application?
那我带给我们今天的意义又如何呢？
Pastors are not immune from sinning.
实际上牧师也不是对罪有隔缘的。
My Bible principal warned us.
实际上，我圣经学校的校长曾经警告我们。
He said about the three dangers.
他提到三大危机。
First, money.
第一个是金钱。
Be very careful with money.
他告诉我们，警戒我们要对金钱的处理非常小心。
So in my ministry, I never allow the church give me the authority to sign checks.
所以当我在服事的过去年日的当中，我从来不让教会让我有权利去签任何教会有关的支票。
The second danger is power.
第二个是权力。
You have to listen to me because I'm your pastor.
当大家能够听我讲话的话，是因为我有权力。
Then I become a dictator.
然后如果大家都听我的话，我就变成一个独裁者。
But then the most powerful danger is relationship with the opposite sex.
但是最后一个最大的危机乃是跟异性的关系。
I've shared with you once about Minister Zhao.
我曾经与大家分享过一个见证，就是周牧师的见证。
He was involved multiple times of a relationship beside his wife.
那周牧师他自己在婚姻之外还有跟其他人有关系。
The technology is wonderful.
是的，我们对于科技，我们都觉得这是一个非常好的东西。
Without Zoom, I can't imagine being able to preach.
如果今天没有 Zoom 的话，我实在很难想象大家如何能够在远端还能听到人讲道。
But technology can be very dangerous.
但是同时，科技也带来许多可怕的一些危机。
His mistress.Send out email to everybody, and then his name was all bankrupt in one night.
而周牧师他这个婚外情的这个第三者，为了报复周牧师，他用了电子网络的科技，传播了所有可以毁谤他的信件给所有的人，因此周牧师的名誉就一日之间给崩溃了。
I can tell you, relationship outside of marriage is a death penalty for ministry.
我可以跟大家说，当一个牧者有婚外情的话，他实际上就是对他所有的侍奉宣布了死刑。
But he is an exception.
但是我可以说，他是一个特殊的例子。
He truly repent and return to God.
周牧师完全的认罪悔改，再次回到神面前。
He called a meeting with 200 people.
他乃是
他 organized a meeting with 200 people.
他聚集了召集了200人，开了一个会议。
And he repented before them.
就在这其中，他在大家面前认罪悔改。
He stopped.Ministering for 2 years.
也就之后他就停止他一切的服事两年之久。
During those 2 years, he met regularly with a mentor.
而在这两年当中，他按时的去与他的辅导者见面。
He took away his title of reverend.
他也把他自己牧师的职分这个名称给卸下。
He told his story with a blessing you channel that I put on the PowerPoint.
他也借由网络上的一个网站分享他自己的错误。
He is one of the few exceptions that can turn from the death penalty of adultery.
他实在是许多这一类犯错当中的一个特殊的例子，他实在在其中再一次得胜悔改。
How do we know God?
我们怎么能够认识神呢
？We have to return to Him.
我们必须回归转向神。
Secondly, we have to acknowledge Him.
第二，我们必须要认定神。
Chapter 6, verse 3, acknowledge the Lord, acknowledge him.
第六章第三节这边说认识耶和华，我们要认识他。
The knowledge is not only head knowledge.
所谓认识他不单是头脑上的认识。
It says let us is considered as a top priority.
而这边说让我们来认识他，我们务要认识他，就代表说这是一个首要的行动。
He make a verbal appeal. Come.
他在言辞上用的语言是说来吧，是一个呼吁。
He say it, and also he has his actions.
也就是在行动上要有一个确认。
To know God is practical.
要认识神是一个必须要非常实际的一种行动。
We have to take steps.
我们必须要有所步骤。
I'm very influenced by an evangelist called John Song.
我实际上被一位宋尚杰牧师的生活见证受到许极大的影响。
During my preaching class, we are never referred to his sermons.
当我们在学习讲道学的时候，老师从来没有告诉我们要学习他的讲道。
His hermeneutics are terrible.
实际上宋尚杰博士他的解经方面实际上是很差的。
But God used him.
但是实际上神却用他。
He was a very powerful evangelist.
他是一个讲道非常有能力的布道家。
He take actions to get to know God.
他乃是付出于行动来追求神，认识神。
One time he was wrongfully sent to a mental institution in New York.
他有一次在纽约的时候被人家污蔑，并且误判认为他有精神病而被关到精神病院。在纽约。
During the 109 days of confinement.
当他被关在精神病院109天的时候。
What does he do?
那他在这109天当中做什么呢？
I must admit that I'm not a very good pastor.
我必须在这里承认，我并不是一个很好的牧师。
During the confinement with this pandemic,
特别是在我们在居家令的时候
I don't read the Bible more.
我并没有因着居家令我读更多的圣经。
You know, you guess what I do?
那大家可以猜猜我实际上在这段时间做什么呢？
I go into my garden and my garden and with vegetables and squash are booming.
实际上，我利用这个时间去看顾我的菜园，因为我看见我种的许多东西都开始开花结果。
John Song was a good example for me.
但是在这个时候，宋尚杰，博士所活出来的生命见证却成为我的鼓励。
What did he do during the 109 days of confinement?
那当他被关在这个精神病院109天当中，他做什么呢？
He read his Bible 40 times.
他利用这段时间读了圣经40遍。
There are 1,189 chapters in the Bible.
在圣经当中一共有1,089章。
40 times.
他却利用这段时间读了40遍。
It's about more than 47,000 times, chapters.
也就是说在读这些章节的时候他一共读了40,000章节。
More than 47,000.
实际上他读每一章一共读超过47,000章。
Every day he read more than 400 chapters.
所以每一天他读超过400章。
Each hour he read 27 chapters.
所以每一个小时他一共读了27章。
No wonder God used him.
难怪神大大的用他。
He is a lover of God's word.
他乃是爱慕神话语的人。
He acknowledged God.
他认定神。
He actively take actions.
他也因此付出于行动。
How do we know God?
那我们应该怎么样认识神呢？
Return.
我们乃是要回转。
We have to acknowledge.
我们必须要认定他。
And we have to press on and pursue.
因此我们就要奋力追求他。
The NIV version used press on to acknowledge God.
在美国 NIV 的这个英文翻译圣经这边说，我们必须要竭力追求认识他。
The New King James Version used the word pursue.
而在钦定本的翻译这边是说，我们要追求他。
And then what the Chinese is the best translation. We combine press on and pursue together.
但是我认为中文圣经翻译的最好，就是我们不断要接力，也要追求。
In the last century, there's a person, another evangelist called Billy Sunday.
在上一个世纪，有一位布道家，他的名字叫做桑代。
As a young Christian,
当他还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候。
People told him if he does three things.
曾经有人告诉他，如果他能够坚守做三件事的话，
he will grow in faith and know God better.
他就会在信心当中成长，更认识神。
You don't even need to read the Bible 40 times.
你甚至不需要读圣经40遍。
The three principles.
你乃是要坚守三个原则。
Every day.
就是每一天。
You spend 15 minutes reading the Bible.
就是你花15分钟去读圣经。
You spend another 15 minutes praying.
然后再花15分钟去祷告。
And then you spend another 15 minutes telling others about Christ.
然后再花15分钟去告诉别人福音，告诉别人基督。
Can my brothers and sisters at XOCL all try that?
希望我们主爱之家弟兄姊妹，我们是不是都可以这样子去做呢？
You don't even have to press on very hard.
你实际上你不需要真的竭力追求太辛苦。
You only need 45 minutes a day.
你实际上只需要45分钟每一天就好。
Read the Bible 15 minutes a day.
就是每一天花15分钟读圣经。
You spend 15 minutes praying.
然后再花15分钟祷告。
And then you spend 15 minutes sharing the gospel with other people.
然后再花15分钟跟别人传福音。
Just make sure you have a good mask.
只要在传讲的时候记得你戴好你的口罩。
Fourth.
第四。
We need to be long-lasting.
我们必须要很久。
Verse 4. Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears.
在第四节这边说，你们的良善如同早晨的云雾，又如速散的甘露。
Hosea used two metaphors.
在这边，何西亚用两个比喻。
He used the morning mist.
他第一个用早晨的云雾。
And then he used the early dew.
然后第二个比喻，他用速散的甘露。
Maybe the people of Israel is good.
也许以色列的子民，他们算是好的。
But they are not long lasting.
但是他们却不能很久、持久的做好的子民。
Our determination easily vanish.
实际上，我们所有的意志力，实际上它的时效是非常短的。
Sometimes it's shallow.
实际上很多时候是很肤浅的。
And not long lasting.
而且不能很久。
And here God appeared to be very frustrated.
而在这边，神看到人这样的一个生活形态，感到非常的沮丧。
Twice he said, "What can I do with you?"
神在这边说，我能对你们做什么呢？两次。
I came across a person that I shared with you before.
我在这边曾经与大家分享过，下面我要提的这个人两次。
Her name is Annie Lee Wilkinson.
而她的名字是 Annie Lee Wilkinson.
She had full Sunday school attendance.
他每年几乎都 他每年都上主日学，有得到全勤奖。
He got an award finally.
他到最后终于得到了一个奖状。
How long did she attend Sunday school?
那他一共每次都上主日学，到一共上了多久了呢？
It was amazing. 55 years.
实在是让人惊讶的，他55年每个主日都上主日学。
Up until she is over 90 years old.
只等到他已经超过90岁之后。
First as a teaching assistant.
他前面是一个主日学的助教。
Then she became a teacher.
然后他自己成为主日学老师。
Then she became a student.
然后他又成为一个学生。
Wow, how long lasting?
哇，这个真是很久的忍耐。
How do we know God? We need to have inward spirituality.
我们要怎么样认识神呢？我们必须要有属灵的内涵。
Verse 6.
第六节。
For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God, rather than burnt offerings.
神在这边说，我喜爱良善。不喜爱祭祀，喜爱认识神胜于燔祭。
Not that sacrifice and burnt offerings are not good.
这里并不是说祭祀或者燔祭不好。
The problem of the people of Israel.
那以色列民的问题是怎么样呢？
They only have the outward activities, but they don't have the inward spirituality.
乃是因为他们只有外在的这些行为来表示他们对神的尊敬，却没有内在对神的敬畏。
I once preached in a church.
我有一次在一个教会讲道。
People use an excuse not to give offerings.
那大家用不同的理由没有奉献。
And then they call the book of Corinthians.
然后他们就用哥林多书这边说
The verses say, For those who give willingly, those are accepted by God.
他们说乃是用诚心奉献的才会被神所悦纳。
So he says, Since I'm not willing.
那他们就对自己说因此 我并不是欢喜乐意的奉献。
So God would not accept it.
因此如果我不是欢喜乐意奉献的话，神都不会接纳嘛。
So if I'm not willing, I don't need to give.
因此如果我不是诚心乐意奉献，那我就不需要奉献了。
It's not, the problem is not the outward action.
所以问题并不是说外在的行动有问题。
It lacks the inward spirituality.
乃是里面内在的动机。
You use mercy and sacrifice as a comparison.
在这边用良善和祭祀来做一个对比。
And then use acknowledgement of God and burnt offering as a comparison.
然后在这边继续用认识神和燔祭再做一个对比。
I realize that for some reason there is a common problem of some of the biggest church in the world.
我发现在现在这个世代，许多在世界上这些最大的这些超级教会
those mega churches,
特别这些巨型教会
If you attend the service, you really feel good.
如果你去参加他们的聚会的话，你会感到身心舒畅
But you don't feel much God.
但是你却在其中经历不到神
And theypreach a very diluted gospel called prosperity gospel.
因为他们在其中稀释了神的存在，他们所传讲的乃是成功神学。
And they ran into trouble.
而因此就引导他们进入了极大的危机。
No matter how big your church is, if you build your church on a diluted gospel, you run into problems.
当你把一个教会建立在一个稀释的神学的基础上面的话，整个教会将会迈向极大的危机。
Robert Schuller, the founder of the Crystal Cathedral in California.
在加州一个水晶大教堂的创始人肖律伯牧师。
His church bankrupt after he died.
这个整个教会倒闭了，就当他死之后，整个教会破产。
And then the Catholic, you know, the Crystal Cathedral was sold to the Roman Catholic Church.
结果这个水晶教堂就卖给了罗马天主教。
Yonki Zhao of Korea.
在韩国的赵庸基牧师。
He was once the senior pastor of the biggest church in the world.
他曾经是在全世界最大教会的主任牧师。
He also preached the prosperity gospel.
他同时也是传讲成功神学的讲员。
But at that time, because of his problem with money, he was jailed.
但是却因着教会当中有所谓金钱的纠纷，他被关进了监牢。
Have you heard about a Singapore pastor called Kong Yi?
不知道大家认不认识新加坡的一位牧师，他的名字叫康熙。
He said Kong Yi Fa Choy.
他曾经用他自己的名字做出一个口号，叫做康熙发财。
But he used his fund to support his singer wife.
他乃是用这一个口号来支持，用金钱去支持他。作为歌星的太太。
He also preached the prosperity gospel.
他也是传讲成功神学的讲员。
And he ran into trouble.
也因此他的教会就面对了很大的危机。
The next person I share, you may not agree, but I hope what I said is wrong.
我实际上真是希望我要分享的是错误的。
The pastor of the biggest church in America.
在美国最大教会的牧师。
His name is Joe Austin.
他的名字叫做奥斯丁牧师。
I will find out that his message is troubling.
我当我听他的讲道的时候，我发现这其中有很多的问题。
He preached a form of prosperity gospel.
他实际上传讲的是一个成功神学。
He has charisma.
他实际上是非常有魅力的。
He doesn't know what to say, what to talk, you feel good.
他当他讲话的时候，你听到他的信息，你会感到非常的舒畅。
But that's not what God wants.
但是这不是神所喜悦的。
Because you don't have the inward spirituality.
因为在里面他没有属灵的内涵。
What are the results of knowing God?
那结果我们认识神的后果是如何呢？
If our misery is due to our sins, God can turn back our punishment.
如果我们今天所遇到的患难乃是因我们罪所导致的话，神会逆转这个惩罚的。
From turn us to peace, he will heal us. From injure us, he will bind up our wounds. And he will revive and restore us.
他如果惩罚我们是藉由撕裂我们的话，他会医治我们。他如果惩罚我们是藉由打伤我们的话，他必缠裹我们。
We can also see the light and being nurtured.
我们也可以在其中见到曙光和滋润。
He talked about the rising sun.
这边提到出早晨的晨光。
Rising sun is very special.
早晨的太阳是非常特别的。
Sometimes you feel in your life you're facing the darkest night.
很多时候在我们生命当中，我们觉得我们生命进入一个黑夜的状态。
But the rising sun chases away your darkest night.
但是早晨的阳光却把这一切黑暗给驱逐走。
Sometimes you feel that you're very dry.
有的时候我们觉得灵里枯干。
But then the spring rains water us.
但是它却像甘雨来滋润我们的心田。
What is today's application?
那我们今天可以怎么样应用它呢？
God can turn some...bad situation into good situation.
神可以把一个非常糟糕的情势转成一个喜乐的一个情况。
Thomas Edison was known to be a Christian.
爱迪生，他是很久以前他就是一个基督徒了。
An atheist visited him.
那曾经有一位
atheist
无神论者来见他。
And he said, "You love God, and God loves you. Why would He make you deaf?"
那这个无神论者就跟爱迪生说，如果你爱神，神也爱你，他为什么让你成为一个聋子呢？
He said, because I can't hear.
爱迪生就说，因为我不能听到声音。
I couldn't hear people criticism and become angry.
因此我听不到别人的批评，会让我发怒的批评。
Likewise, I would not hear people's praise and become proud.
而因此我也听不到人家的赞美，让我心中自傲。
So I can focus in my work.
因此我可以全神的贯注的去做我的工作。
The person asked again.
于是这个人继续问。
Why doesn't God protect your lab and allow it to be totally destroyed?
那神为什么去没有保护你的实验室，不让这个实验室整个被所摧灭呢？
Edison responded, "That's God's beautiful plan."
爱迪生就回应说，这乃是神赐下一个美好的计划。
He allows my faulty experiments to be destroyed.
他让我这些错误的研究室呢，错误的研究介于这个毁坏呢，就全部都重新来过。
So I can beginThe correct experiment.
因此我就可以去进行那个对的实验。
From Edison's story, we see one thing.
从爱迪生的故事，我们洞察了一件事。
Our knowing God's goodness.
我们开始认识神的良善。
And knowing God Himself.
我们开始认识神自己。
Would enable us to live a constructive and optimistic life.
使我们能够正面的去面对人生。
Today we look at knowing God.
今天我们再一次思想认识神。
It's not a time that you deliberately want to know God.
这个并不是说我们刻意的在行动上要去认识神。
In fact, you're facing a very miserable time.
实际上，当我们面对人生低谷的时候。
It's like this pandemic.
就好像我们大家都在疫情当中的时候。
Or you face problems that you yourself feel that I asked for it.
或者在很多时候，当我们面对苦难的时候，我们自己知道这是咎由自取。
But then, even those times, we can know God.
甚至在这样的情况当中，我们也是知道这是一个认识神的时刻。
When we are in our misery.
就算当我们在苦难当中
，When we face a consequence of our sin in God's punishment，
就算当我们经历神的惩治当中
，The paths to know God，
那我们怎么样去认识神呢
？Return to God，
第一个我们要回转归向神
，Acknowledge God，
我们必须要认定神
，Press on and pursue，
我们必须要竭力追求他。
So I don't ask you to attend 55 years of Sunday school.
所以我在这边不是说大家一定要55年全勤的上主日学。
But then attend my Sunday school class at 11:40.
而是鼓励大家至少11:40分的时候大家一起来上主日学。
I have over 100 slides.
我在今天特别邀请大家一起来上主日学，我在这边为大家准备了100个投影片。
It was so huge that I can not even send it in one bunch through email.
因为我所准备的投影片实在太多了，我居然不能用电邮送给教会。
I am so excited.
而当我想到我要跟教导大家的时候，我实在非常兴奋。
Long lasting.
我们必须要很久。
We need to have inward spirituality.
并且我们必须要有属灵的内涵实质。
Result of knowing God.
那我们认识神的结果是什么呢？
God can turn back our misery.
神可以逆转这个惩罚。
And also, we can see the light after our darkest night.
而我们在经历黑暗之后，我们可以看到曙光，得到滋润。
We can be nurtured.
我们可以受到滋润。我们虽然经历枯干，但是我们可以受到滋润。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你啊，让我们在任何时刻，我们追求认识你，我们认识你的作为，我们认识你对我们的心。主，让我们在随时随刻活出一个生命，是有属灵的内涵，要去知道你，要去了解你，符合你的心意。我们这样祷告，是奉主基督耶稣的名。